All right, good day. Whew, it's hot. It's like 102 right now. I just got done putting some rafters on the cabin style shed that I'm building. So excuse the fan noise. I got a little fan going here to cool down a little bit. But I want to talk about building things to code, why you should do that, and why you should build your own place rather than purchasing one of these prefabbed sheds is what they are. And they're going up like hotcakes out here. Sturdy Built is the company here in my local area. And so let's talk about a few things of why you'll want to build your own. You don't have to. I think it's a great idea. And I want to dispel some rumors about building codes as well. So there are, and I'm speaking of New Mexico, okay? Your state and your mileage may vary. Here in New Mexico, there are several counties that do not have any building codes, okay? Some counties don't even have a zoning department, let alone a building inspector or anything like that. And so some people come out here and they drop off these pre-built sheds. So I'm building a 12 by 14 cabin style shed is what I'm building. And I went to Sturdy Built Homes. And so to have a 12 by 14, have them drop it off, they want 4 grand. It's right at 4 grand, $200 down, $200 a month, 18% interest. Okay. And so again, we're back to the instant gratification. Now there's a couple reasons why I don't recommend doing this. First of all, you're not, even though the county, a lot of people don't understand this, even though the county that you're living in may not have building codes, the state of New Mexico has building codes. Anything, okay, so if you're building a shed and it's under 200 square feet, you're not going to be living in it. You do not, there's no permit required for that in the state of New Mexico, okay? Certain counties, for example, Lincoln County here in New Mexico, you need a permit if you want to build a damn birdhouse, okay? So you got to check all this out with the different Torrance counties, pretty strict too. Okay, so you got to check that out. But no matter what, the state of New Mexico has basic building codes, international standards. A lot of the counties go by the same standards, and I recommend you go by them. They're not obscene. So here's two things that I see out here where I live. So the one is they're buying these prefabbed sheds, which are not ever permittable to live in because they don't meet code. We'll get into that in a minute. And then people that like not having a building code, so they build their own place. So I have a neighbor over here. I sold him a wood stove last summer and brought it into his house and told him there's no way you can install this wood stove, that the floor is going to sag even more than it already is sagging. And your stovepipe's going to come disconnected in your attic, and you're going to burn your house down. And so the first thing we need to do is to open up this floor and get proper support. So he got mad at me, and that's fine. Get mad at me. His house is leaning. He built it about 5 years ago. Didn't pay attention to any building codes, span tables, or anything like that. And so now what he has is a bunch of sagging floors that are like trampolines. Okay, and the entire house is now leaning to the west, and in probably, oh, I don't know, it might make it 10 years, probably not. It's gonna fall over. From what I understand, he already had the roof blow off once and had to put the roof back on it. Okay, so why go through all of that money, all brand new building materials, you know? Why go through all that and not pay attention to basic code? Why? It doesn't make any sense to me. This person also thinks the earth is 4,000 years old. I don't know if there's any connection there because I can't believe I was looking on his Facebook page when he was first putting his house, and he just took cinder blocks, set them on the sand, and then has 2x6s with no supports for like, 10 feet at a time. So don't do that. Go by building codes. So why I recommend building your own place And if you want to get it permitted, you can if you build it to these codes. Okay, you can get a permit from the state of New Mexico. So one of the differences, like this 12 by 14 that I'm building, it's all made out of 2 by 6. The walls are 2 by 6, the roof is 2 by 6, and the floor is 2 by 6. And I have girders every 3 feet. So I've actually exceeded code. The span on a 2 by 6 for a floor, I believe, is 7 foot 3 or something like that. But I have a girder every 3 feet. Those 2x6s are supported. So now you can put R19 insulation in the walls, right? My walls are 8 feet tall. When you get these prefab sheds, they're 7 foot walls, 2x4 floor, 2x4 exterior walls. Everything's made out of 2x4. Okay. That's why they're not permeable. The other thing that they do is they frame it with 2x4s and then they just put siding. Okay? What I'm doing here has sheathing, right? This is structural integrity. There's a nail every 8-penny nail. You're going to need two kinds of nails to do this. You're going to need 16 pennies and you're going to need 8-penny nails. Okay? And every 6 to 8 inches, I have a nail on the sheathing, right? And then Tyvek, which is a moisture barrier wind block, you wrap the house with that, and then you put siding, okay? And all of this can be done for under $4,000. You can build a better place for less money, okay? I know it's easy, quick fix, $200 down, $200 a month, they drop it on the ground for you, and you can move in. It's not finished on the inside, 18% interest, and will never meet any code in any state. It just won't. They're not permittable. So you see a lot of these people saying tiny homes okay, and they're selling land, and they tell you there's no restrictions. RVs okay, tiny homes okay. And so people are bringing these sheds out here, and they're living in these sheds. And I highly recommend not doing that. So build it to code. They're not that obscene. You put your headers in where you need headers. The only other thing that I have in mind is two 2x10s with 3/4 inch plywood sandwiched in between that to make my ridge rafter. Okay, that's where all of my roof joists are affixed to. I have a 12-foot span. So I have 2x10s with a 3/4 inch piece of plywood sandwiched in there to make a girder or make a ridge pole. And so then that will never sag. It's actually overkill. Again, I like to build stuff over code. There's no reason not to. I want something nice and solid. Now, this is a shed. This is a cabin style shed. And so it's not for living in. Okay. But you could. It would meet code. You could get permit. You could get all the things that you need on this. The other thing is that what I'm building is affixed to the ground. Here it's 2 feet. You got to dig 2 feet down. And you can pour pads, 12 by 12 pads. I don't like doing that. I like putting pressure treated 6 by 6s into the ground and then pouring my concrete. And you can do that as well. You either want to work, but you need to dig down 2 feet to do that. 3/4 inch, it's not really 3/4 inch. I can't remember how many 30 seconds it is. They got weird stuff today. But, 3/4 inch decking on the floor, proper sheathing on the outside, and all of this is under $4,000. And so you're gonna pay way more than $4,000 at 18% interest. And yeah, it's only $200 down and $200 a month and they drop it off, but it's not going to have longevity. It's not really permanentable. It's not really a tiny house. It's a shed. It's a cabin style shed. That's what they advertise them at. And then they don't have to meet any of the residential building codes for those things. So it doesn't do anything for your property value either. It's just a shed is all that it is. You're going to only be able to put R13 insulation in there. And that makes a big difference with how much firewood or a lot of these people use propane. how much you're spending on propane. We use swamp cooler and natural geothermal air conditioning with a hole. And so a lot, and like I said, it's been 104 to 110 pretty regular out here this summer. And so, you know, if you want your house to stay cool, you're not going to want 2x4 exterior walls or 2x4 in your ceiling. You want something that you can insulate better, so that's more durable. And so I recommend building your own place. And I also recommend, even if there isn't any building codes in the county that you're in, there are state building codes, and they're just, you can download them online. Very easy to get, international standard building codes. And I highly recommend that you go by them. Even if you don't need a permit for the place that you're building. Like I said, in New Mexico, any storage building or anything like that that is under 200 square feet, you don't need a permit for. And but that being said, I would still build everything to building codes. It's going to make your property worth more money. It's going to give you the structural integrity that it's going to last a long, long time. Don't be like my neighbor over here. You know, 5 years, the house has fallen down. And I can't see spending all that time and all that money buying brand new materials to have the house fall down and floors that are just, I couldn't believe the floors in that place. He said, well, I'm just going to put another sheet of plywood on the floor. That doesn't add any structural integrity. You have to go by the span tables, right? There's span tables for every thickness of board. And depending on what your, you know, what the load is, if it's for a roof or if it's for a floor or any of those things, and it's well worth going through those. So today what I did is I installed my ridge beam, and I got all of the rafters cut for one side. Tomorrow I'll do the other side. I'll put decking on that then, and then I'm going to put metal on the roof. And we'll be in the dry on this cabin-style storage shed that I'm building, 12 by 14. Like I said, it's going to be well under... Now, windows and doors can cost you a little bit, but you can frame that up for well under $4,000, you know, and that's what a 12 by 14 is going for, to have it dropped off. But you can buy basic carpentry books. There's all kinds of YouTube videos of basic framing. There's really, you know, we live in an instant gratification society, I guess, and so that. Any convenience in the world, there's a price for it. And the convenience of dropping $200 down, $200 a month for that convenience is that you have a piece of shit shack, right? That doesn't have the longevity, doesn't have the insulation. I can't believe that they nailed the siding, the wooden siding, right to the 2x4s. And so that's the difference of what you can build in comparison to that. And then, you know, you could take, I give the example of the people that lived out here for a year in a tent. Well, they could have took $200 a month or $100 a week and went and bought some lumber and built themselves a place. They stayed out there in a tent for a year, and then they had the little portable warehouse thing dropped off. They've already had it repoed. It hasn't even been a year, and they came and they took it. And now they're living in a pull-behind camper trailer. What in the point was all that? You know, they could have bought lumber every week, and little by little, and in that same 12-month period, they would have had them a 12x14, livable, sturdy, warm, cool place, paid for. You don't owe anything on it, and they could have had all that. But they went for the instant gratification, lived in a tent, had it dropped off, it hasn't even been a year, and they've come and repoed it. So, you know, to each their own, you know, but those are two paths that I see people out here doing. And, you know, just because there aren't any building codes in a specific county doesn't mean that the state doesn't have building codes. They do. And I think, you know, I'm not a big rule and regulation guy, but... I've been a carpenter I think I was like 10 years old when I was picking up nails and getting water for Herman and McCrane Construction Company, a neighbor down the street. I've been doing this a minute. And so it's just natural to me to want to build things right. And, you know, whether there's building codes or not building codes, doesn't matter to me. I like a nice, sturdy place that that's going to outlast me. And it's cheaper. You can frame it up, insulate it, you know, do a lot more for under $4,000, or maybe it's right at $4,000 in the end, depending on what kind of doors and windows you get. But you'll have a complete home, and you don't owe anything on it. You know, 18% interest is a lot. So that's my recommendation, is that you build your own tiny home, and that you actually build it to building codes, even if your county does not have them. That's my recommendations. Thank you for listening. This is Living on Earth, my little deal that I'm doing here on my website. Please share my content on your social media. It's a great way to help support this website without any cost to you. I don't have anything for sale. I'm not pimping anything. I'm just sharing my knowledge that I've gathered after 60 years of alternative living. Well, I'm 60 years old, but a lifetime of alternative living and being off grid for a long, long time now. And so if you value this content, please share it on your social media. Sign up for the email subscription here so you're notified whenever I have new stuff. And leave a comment if you want. All right, everybody. Peace and have a great day.